from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I feel fortunate that we work for an owner like Jerry. I just think that he's been in this game for whatever, 44, 45 years, and he's a baseball guy. And I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to, you know, to work for him and represent this uniform with him. So I'm grateful to be here.
Does he ever give you any indication during your talk that he's at all upset about the way the team's playing?
No, we don't talk about that stuff. We talk about the team, but I don't get into the personal stuff, my personal stuff with him. And even if I did, I wouldn't share it here.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. That, of course, is the voice of Pedro Grifol, fired this morning by the White Sox. And I would like to remind you, Mr. David.
Okay.
On May 17th, 1977.
Going way back.
The Braves were in a losing streak,
yeah.
And things got a little complicated because Ted Turner fired manager Dave Bristol and appointed himself the manager of the Atlanta Braves, and he stepped into the dugout in a full uniform, and with Vern Benson at his side, he made all the decisions in the game. He became the manager of the Atlanta Braves. I'm just saying, what about Jerry Reinsdorf in full uniform against the Cubs?
Do not give them any ideas, okay? This is a franchise that brought back Tony La Russa from the baseball museum and propped him up in the dugout for 2 years. And Jerry Reinsdorf hijacked that process. Let's hope this is a regular managerial search that seeks... It goes better than it did last time, which I think is defined by obscurity. Certainly, Pedro Grifol arriving underscored that. Let's bring in, if you're the White Sox, bring in either an up-and-comer or somebody who's done the job well enough in the most recent past to think that they're going to move the needle and can develop players.
30 years after that moment, 30 years, he sold the Braves for... whatever, $700 million.
So you're pinpointing 2054 as the date that the White Sox finally will be sold. Mully reports.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm just being an idiot, but that's fun. 312-644-6767.
Before you take a phone call, let's mark this moment in time, 928. You say you are an idiot. You're just giddy.
I can't. You're just a little
giddy.
Over my skis. Now.
You are over your skis, yeah. Enthusiastic because something that happened at
something
the White
happened.
Sox that you consider
something
good
happened.
News.
Well, something happened.
Something happened,
David. I mean, listen. I take no pleasure in the downfall of Pedro Grifol. Honest to God, mm-hmm. I don't wish ill upon any man. And certainly, as I said, not only did he lose his job today, in my opinion, his managerial career is over. I don't see him taking over as a manager anywhere. I think he'd still be in baseball. I think he can be a bench guy or he can be an assistant coach somewhere, and he can do that, but he'll never be a manager again. Nonetheless, this is at least something. It's as if the White Sox sat up and took notice of what's going on with their team. You've got to follow what's happening here.
I think that this is an opportunity for the White Sox to restore some credibility that they have really badly damaged and lost. They can do that by hiring the right manager. Mully, they also could do that if they take a step back now that it's August 8th, they look big picture. They could also hire a president of baseball operations. They could do both or hire one to precipitate the other. They could do whatever they want to do. They are the White Sox.
Exactly.
And a team that has bottomed out. So you can start over now and do it with the right people in the right way. You get people excited.
Exactly, exactly correct. Let's try Scrap Iron. He's got a couple White Sox ideas. Good morning, Scrap Iron.
Hey, Mully, you just gave me a downer. I'm going to be 98 years old in 2054, so that's not a good scenario.
When will they win again? Downer. Yeah,
I was all pumped up until you said that. Now,
I was making a Ted Turner reference. That's all.
Hey, I enjoy talking to you because, you know, I'm a former Southsider and I always enjoy. But here's my intake on today. I look at it as two ways they could go with this. Number one, you could stay in the organization, somebody that knows the organization, somebody like that Santos. Mm-hmm. He's done a good job with them in there. Or playing the other way is to, if they were going to try to start winning, you could, you know, go into free agency and trades. You know, that ain't going to happen. That would probably be Ross or Terry or Jerry going down memory lane again and hire Terry Francona because that was a wrong he did back in 1998 when he hired Jerry Manuel because he was a AAA manager at I think it was Charlotte who managed Birmingham, and he managed Michael Jordan even.
Right,
so,
yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Scrap Iron. Good stuff.
Yeah, appreciate it. Someone called me a Gideot. Which is pretty appropriate.
But look, you can be excited. You can be happy.
People have a right to
celebrate something, even though
I don't celebrate it.
Well,
I hate that I am.
You're not celebrating the demise of another man's career. What you're celebrating is change in a place that needs it badly.
I'm celebrating that on Monday I can wear a Sox hat in Montreal. It's okay to show your face again. Maybe. Todd's in Dwight. Hey, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going to be the downer of the morning, I guess. I mean, this is about as exciting or as important to me as if Planner's Peanuts told me that Mr. Peanuts wearing the monocle on the other eye. Now, who cares? I mean, you said it's been a bad year. Molly, I'm 55. It's been a bad lifetime. My father was a wonderful man, God rest his soul, but my mom always said the most cruel thing he ever did was make my brother and I White Sox. Going to games in the 70s at that dump, it was like going to an old abandoned amusement park where the rides didn't work. Then in 90, they build that catastrophe. Now it's like going to a new amusement park where the rides never work. I mean, who cares who they hire? I mean, you said, would something get me excited? If Morgan Wallen, I'm a country fan there, Dave, by the way, Morgan Wallen was playing for free after the game, I don't even think I'd want to go down there because I wouldn't want to be there because that place makes me mad. And then what they really do, 2005,
wow,
they suck me in awesome. With 1 year yeah. and they make me invest the next 20. I don't care anymore. I'm done. And I really feel bad for the Cub fans because they're as delusional as we are. And they actually like their team. At least as White Sox fans, we hate our team and we think everybody's a bum. These delusional fans think guys like Pete Crow Armstrong and Nico Horner are good, and they think they've got a great organization. Their organization sucks too, but at least God bless them. They like their team and they have fun. Everything's miserable. I hate it.
It's a nice ballpark, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
You got to admit that.
Enjoy your country music.
It's fun to go there. God bless you, Todd. That's a great phone call.
He could make that into a song. The plight of the Sox fan.
Abandoned amusement park. That is like, honest to God, like I'm thinking about like the old amusement park from like Scooby-Doo, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? That's mm-hmm. what it feels like, mm-hmm. the old Comiskey. Very funny.
Can I step back into reality for a moment?
Thank you, sir.
I just want to get to the point where this idea, when I talk about big picture planning, yes. is one that I hope the White Sox seriously discuss. They've got a manager that we have already talked about is out of contract, being released from his contract in Miami at the end of the year, the reigning National League Manager of the Year in Skip Schumacher. I know he's connected to La Russa. He's also connected in a big way to Kim Ng. The reason he's so unhappy in Miami is the way that they treated her after last season. They reportedly had a very good relationship. Now, if you want to think outside the box and big and bold and about the best thing for the future of the White Sox, maybe even the present, you wait until the end of the season, let him finish and leave Florida professionally the right way, and then it's a package deal. You bring in Kim Ng as the president of baseball operations. She is Chris Getz's boss.
Yes.
And then you bring in the manager that she knows well, and they have this nice synergy because they have worked together before. Chris Getz is already here, and you have an organization that no longer embarrasses you. You have an organization led by people who can get along, would have some new ideas, some fresh thoughts, and maybe, just maybe, some experience. Last year, the Marlins were pretty good.
Let me tell you something. Now you're speaking truth like no one can. That is beautiful. That's a plan. See, this is what I'm saying. They got a shot at a reset. A shot at you know, abandoning whatever the hell they were on right now. And I love that idea. I love what you're talking about here. It's beautiful because you're rebuilding your entire organization and you're suddenly filling jobs that you hadn't filled before, including a team president. Including
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A professional manager.
You're becoming whole as an organization. You already feel pretty good about some of the young pitching prospects you have accumulated already. Now you go out and you find a professional way to maybe you have to spend, maybe you have to trade, but you need position players to give you some offense to build around this young pitching core, by the way. And then you talk to Garrett Crochet and you say, okay, after you get shut down, we're going to either try to trade you, but we would rather extend you. Stay here and win and build with us.
I mean, this is a total reset, and it's a beautiful idea. Jeff's on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. The answer to my multiple choice question 2 days ago, other than me knocking my head with the oven door, is Pedro Grifol being fired. David, you're living in fantasy land, I believe, because you're talking sensible, and Sox don't do sensible. So I think all this talk about managers like Tito coming back or Girardi or someone, even Ross, I don't think these guys want to come back to a situation, to a team that's probably not going to be winning for at least 3 years and not taking the pay that the owner would probably give out. So So I think you're looking at maybe Schumacher because he has a tie, but I think you're looking within the organization. They want somebody that's going to listen to Getz and La Russa, mainly La Russa probably, and someone they can groom to be the manager, and then Tony can live out his years as a full manager from the sidelines. Also, David, I have a question for you. Did your brother play at Wabash with the great Pete Metzlars?
He was just after Pete Metzlars because was the era. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah. Little Giants. That was the nickname of the team, but Pete Metzlars was a good pro.
I got to tell you, see, the thing is, I really don't want to set myself up for more disappointment.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about is an actual plan on how you're going to get your baseball team back. It's not about, that guy, I saw that guy, he's in the office. Kim Eng's been there before, she is. Skip Schumacher comes with Tony's recommendation, so you know who he is.
Life is about connections. They all fit
together. That's it.
And the Sox should be the organization that reinforces that idea as much as any organization has. It's all about connections. Who you know, can you work with this person? They know they can work with Kim Eng. I know she was just on the station with Dan and Lawrence, and she's happy with her role, and she understands that she hasn't watched baseball, but something about the allure of running the White Sox organization, I would think, be strong enough. See, Chris Getz could work for her.
Listen, what you're saying is completely logical, understandable. It implies an overall view of the organization and how you're going to change and be the right team. The problem is, it's the White Sox. And we've got a texter saying, why are you applying logic to anything they do? Because they don't seem to follow a plan. Mm-hmm. It seems to be whim of the owner. It seems to be he'd rather be wrong and powerful than correct and give up some of that power.
I think that's exactly right. Well put. Last time they had a managerial search, I think you could point to some serious dysfunction in the organization that no longer exists. The dysfunction was a tug of war for power between Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams. It had gotten to that point. There also, who knows what was going on behind the scenes that allowed Chris Getz to ascend to be the GM. But after they were fired, that was just a year ago. But the last managerial search, how did they end up with Pedro Grifol? I don't know. Maybe it was a I'll show you type of a hire. I'm not quite sure. But this time they can't have that. They need a singular vision, a strong voice.
I love it.
And a clear message.
Jimmy is on the road. Good morning, Jimmy. I love it, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Hey. I'm a Cubs fan who's not a Sox basher because I care about both teams and so does my family and my friends. Very upset White Sox fans, obviously. Here's your answer, guys. Since they're right, they're not going to do the right thing as David Hodges so eloquently put they should. Hire A.J. Pruszynski with Ozzie Guillen. You need a fire lit under this franchise. There's no question about it. Guys, I'll hang up, listen to your comments. Thanks. Have a great day, boy.
All right, Jimmy, thank you.
I think AJ is a viable candidate. I think the next word you hear out of AJ's mouth might be, okay, Pedro Grifol is gone. I would be interested in that job. I want to manage and I can win. He's a confident guy. He's got the link to 2005. My hesitation with pushing AJ Pruszynski is, I know that, well, I shouldn't say that. I know firsthand. I have been told that there could be issues between AJ Pruszynski and Chris Getz. I don't know how they would get along. All right? And we also know, look, Ozzie Guillen is not a hard sell in either one of us.
No,
I just don't know if it's going to be an easy sell on the chairman. That's the biggest problem.
Nick is in Lake of the Hills. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. I'm an optimist by nature. And when it comes to the White Sox, I can't help myself but be pessimistic with the situation. It's to watch over 100 games a year on TV for the last, 5 years at least. And even before that, too. And, where it's like, oh, all right, finally you fire the manager that wasn't going to work out in the first place. That it's never going to change because the guy that's calling all the shots is going to be there still. Like, until Jerry's gone, I just don't see anything improving. And, just look at all the decisions he's made in the past. He's never going to hire someone that's going to challenge him. He's going to keep hiring people that agree with him. And by his track record, besides the one lucky year in 05, it's just going to keep being bad stuff each time. So I don't know. I'll never quit on being a fan, but I just don't see it changing while he's there.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate your time.
The cynicism is earned.
Alive and well.
Yeah, understandable.
We should let you know, baseball coverage on the Score presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
A lot going on, a lot more to happen in terms of reaction today. We'll see who's appointed as the interim. The White Sox have the day off the next time we see them in action. Of course, the Cubs will be at Guaranteed Rate Field. Tomorrow will be a lively show. The rest of the day here on the Score certainly will be full of reaction, opinion, and speculation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.